Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Here, old Lum sure started something when he accidental cut that young Hartwick boy's hair like he done.
Yeah. You know, Grandpap, I don't believe there's a young feller in the whole town of Pine Ridge that ain't got one of them haircuts. Look like a bunch of wild Indians running around town.
Yeah, well, one thing Lum's done is to sure help Moses barber business a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
The boys was all lined up there, cleaned out Ari Hodgkin's liver stable, waiting to get a haircut all day Saturday.
Oh, they was busy. Bound you Lum Mo's work clean up till midnight Saturday night.
Well, they didn't work on Sunday, did they?
No, Mo's wouldn't keep open on Sunday, I know. I think they finally finished up late Saturday night.
Yeah, I just wondering. I know I never seen Lum to meeting yesterday.
No, I don't know where he's at. He ain't over at the barber shop today, neither. And I called his place last night. I could see the light was on, but he never answered the phone.
Did you try him over home this morning?
Yeah, never answered. There was some woman inquiring for him in here this morning, though.
Some woman?
Yeah.
Pine Ridge woman?
No, she's from the county seat.
Huh.
She went over and talked to Mose and tried to find Lum, but I reckon she never found him. She come back here and wanted to know if I had any photographs of him.
Wanted a photograph of old Lum?
Yeah, well, she seemed to be all right in her mind, too.
You reckon she was that librarian over there at the county seat and Lum's all slushy and mushy about?
I don't know, Grandpap. I was so busy putting up orders, I never got to talk to her much. I did find a photograph of Lum in his desk over there, though. One of them he took when he had that mule derby going. She said it'd be all right.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. He must have made a powerful impression on her if she come clean over here asking for his picture.
Yeah.
Was she as pretty as Lum said?
Oh, well, she was, Wait a minute. There's old Lum coming up out there now. What in the world's he got on his upper lip there?
Just wondering. Looks like a lead pencil tied across his mustache.
Huh?
Is he crying there? His eyes is all red.
Crying.
Hey, howdy, Lum.
Howdy, Lum. What in the world you got on your upper lip there?
Oh, hello, fellers. Now, don't go asking a lot of silly questions. I'll tell you just as I can.
Yeah, just let him tell it. Oh, no, me. Well, Lum, what in the world's that on your upper lip? A lead pencil?
Abner, will you please...
Oh, thanks. Lum, have you got the pneumonies?
No, I ain't got the pneumonies. God blame it. Let me get this pencil off my lip. I don't believe it's doing a speck of good.
What's it for?
Well, I had it strapped on my lip here with a string around my head. I thought it'd save me from having to press on my upper lip with my finger every time I have to sneeze.
Oh, I thought you was trying to learn to write with your mouth.
It's kind of an invent of mine, but I don't think I'll bother about getting no patent on it.
Well, I think a lead pencil's already got a patent on it.
Yeah, I believe Benjamin Franklin invented the lead pencil, if I recollect right. I can look it up in the almanac. Won't take but a second. Never mind, Grandpap. I'm just trying to keep from sneezing. I got it. I got the allergies so bad, I just about to splatter myself all up. Watch it, fellas. Granny, Dad, blame it. Hand me a towel there, Abner.
Oh, yes. I'm
crying like a baby here.
It's all bad to look at.
Mose's fault. That's whose fault it is.
Mose's fault, you're crying? Did he scold you about something, Lum?
No, Mose couldn't hurt my feelings. I've got allergies from cutting all that hair Friday and Saturday. Just can't stand to do it.
Oh, that's what's doing it. Now, ain't that a shame? Well, how you going to keep working over at the barber shop then, Lum?
Well, a little of it ain't too bad, but we was there all Friday night. All day Saturday and up to Saturday midnight.
Doggy's Mose just holds you by your feet and run you along the floor there, Lum. You'd sweep out the place with that sneezing.
I know what he thought of that.
He did, huh?
Oh, my eyes full up to where I couldn't see what I was doing. I even had to steam them open this morning like a couple of clams.
Well,
it's awful. Just simply,
Hold it.
Stop that.
Good.
Thanks.
Doggy, Lum.
Yeah, wash it there, Lum. You like to blow the almanac right out of my hand.
Never mind the almanac, Grandpap. He blowed my hat off. Look there.
Well, he lost my place. He blowed the pages from Franklin clean over to Fulton. Now, I know Fulton never invented the lead pencil.
All right, Grandpa.
It was a steamboat, I believe. I'll just check it here.
Yeah. Lum, I tried to get hold of you yesterday and this morning. You never answered the phone.
Well, I couldn't, the way I was sneezing and coughing and carrying on. Besides, I was trying out some spearmints. trying to invent something to keep a feller from sneezing all over the place.
Invent something?
Well, as long as I'm going to be an inventor anyway, I thought I might as well start out trying to find a cure for sneezing and coughing and sniffling. Granny, if I could invent a cure for the common cold, Miss Priddle never would get over it.
Never get over the cold? Never know if you had one.
I mean, if I could invent a cure for the common cold, I'd be one of the greatest men that ever lived.
You would, huh?
What? I got it.
Atta boy.
More than likely, win a Pulitzer Prize and a Nobel Prize and a Davis Cup and a Heisman Trophy and a Golden Gloves and all them big awards. Miss Priddle would fall from me, sure as the world.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Well, did you try anything else?
I tried a few things. I mixed up some vinegar and some ammonia and camphor and red pepper and one thing or another.
Red pepper? What are you trying to do, run off and leave your cold? Did it work?
Well, it worked a little. It gave me the hiccups so bad I forgot about sneezing for a while.
Oh.
Best thing I can do is not to go near that barbershop till day after tomorrow, at least. After that, this allergy might have wore off.
Well, Mose will be mad at you if you don't go where tomorrow to work, won't he?
No, I got another day off tomorrow, working Friday and Saturday nights like I done.
Oh, good, good. Well, I don't reckon there'll be any haircutting to be did around here for months now, the way that fad's caught on. Ain't nobody left with hair.
Every young feller in the whole town's bald as a eagle, except for that strip running over the middle part of the head.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And they got names for it now, like the Mohawk. And the Iroquois and the Burrow Bob.
Yeah, you started something all right.
Yeah, don't say nothing about lead pencils in here.
Huh?
This is interesting, though. He helped found one of the first libraries.
Who?
Ben Franklin. You claimed he invented the lead pencil. It was a public library
here. I never claimed no such a thing, Granddad.
You did. So stood right there and said Benjamin Franklin invented the first lead pencil. Got your pencils mixed up with your library.
I ain't got nothing mixed up with my library.
Wait a minute, fellas, and quit talking about libraries. Dad, blame it, I wish I was looking good enough to get over there to the county seat library. Do you realize that I've been going steady with Miss Priddle for might nigh a week now, and the only time I've saw her is the first day we met? Granny, she'll forget what I look like.
No, I don't think so, Lum. Not if that was her come in and got your photograph this morning.
What are you talking about?
Well, now, I ain't sure it was her now. She never said so, but there was a nice-looking woman from the county seat looking for you this morning, and I sent her over to the barber shop.
Abner, you never.
I never told her you worked there.
Good.
And she come back and got a photograph of you and left.
Hot dog. She loves me.
Well,
she
now,
admires
long, I never said for sure it was Miss Priddle or Priddle.
Who else could it be? I don't even know no other woman at the county seat, hardly.
You don't even know her, hardly.
Granny's my big chance is came. I'm going home, go to bed, and get a lot of rest so as I look halfway decent tomorrow, and then I'm going over there to the county seat and yank Miss Priddle right out of the library and propose to her.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Thank goodness I don't have to go back to that barbershop till Wednesday.
Well, now, Lum, if I... Wait a minute. Believe that's our rain.
Yeah, I'll get it. It might be Miss Priddle. Darling, I'm on my way.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hello. L. Edwards Laboratories. President Edwards doing the talking.
Guess does it.
Laboratories. L-A-B... Never mind. What do you want, Mose?
That's a dog, a retriever.
Hatfield.
I used to have a laboratory.
Mount 92? Now, Mose, you know I can't do that in the condition I'm in. I can't. I can, huh? All right. Goodbye. Dad, blame it, I'm ruined. I'm going to die.
What's the matter, Lum?
Well, that haircut fad is spread clean to Mount Ida and Hatfield and three or four other towns.
Oh, Lum.
And their baseball teams is all lined up over to the barbershop to get their silly haircut.